share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Langkawi will be the first travel bubble destination to be opened up this coming Malaysia Day on the 16th of September. Since that announcement, many have been hoping for more travel bubbles to be opened up. Perak Housing, Local Government and Tourism Committee Chairman Datuk Noli Ashilan Muhammad Radzi said that Pongkor Island is next on the list and will be expected to open up for those who are fully vaccinated on the 1st of November. However, she said that this is not set in stone, as the decision to reopen the island for tourism purposes is subject to the approval of the National Security Council, reported Bernama. Pongkor Island has a population of 11,500 and to achieve herd immunity, 8,026 people will need to be fully vaccinated. There are still 87 people in the 8,026 who have not gotten their vaccine due to various reasons such as health problems or are undergoing quarantine as they are close contacts or have contracted COVID-19. So, we still have not fulfilled the percentage of people who must be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity. Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Datuk Seri Nancy Sukri said in July that Pongkor Island was selected to pilot Phase 2 of MOTAC's COVID-19 free destination program. With other islands such as Radong Island, Perhentian Island, Tioman Island added to the list. Will you be utilizing the travel bubble soon? Let us know in the comments. Also read, here's everything you need to know if you want to travel to Langkawi after the 16th of September. Source. Antu Lin Win L Unsplash Source. Antu Lin Win L Unsplash. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.